the news is read by Karen Carthy.
The US and Russian presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are due to meet in Anchorage in Alaska later today for their highly anticipated summit to discuss ending the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. President Trump has said he expects the summit will be quickly followed by a second trilateral meeting between Ukraine, Russia and the United States. From Anchorage, our global security reporter Yvonne Murray.
From the onion domes of the Orthodox churches to the restaurants selling potato dumplings, signs of Russia's imperialist past here are hard to miss. Russia sold Alaska to America in 1867. President Trump has been clear he wants to see an end to this war and has warned there'd be severe consequences if President Putin doesn't agree to a peace deal. But for Mr. Putin, the invitation onto American soil and a bilateral with Mr. Trump is already seen as a victory. Ukraine and its European allies fear Mr. Putin may persuade Mr. Trump to pressure Ukraine to give up territory in exchange for peace. Holding this meeting in Alaska is an uncomfortable reminder that land can change hands in business transactions. But President Trump insists that today's summit will be quickly followed by another, this time including Ukraine. The question is whether Mr. Putin will agree. Yvonne Murray, RTÉ News, Anchorage, Alaska.
The Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has said there's a great sense of shock within the party following the withdrawal of its presidential candidate Mairead McGuinness from the contest. In a statement yesterday, the former European Commissioner and MEP said she made an extremely difficult decision based on medical advice following a stay in hospital last week. Ms. McGuinness said she didn't believe she has the strength to give the campaign her all and she's asked for privacy. The Fine Gael Executive Council is expected to meet in the coming days to discuss the party's next steps for the presidential election. The independent TD, Catherine Connolly, who announced her bid for the presidency last month, remains the only other contender with the required number of nominations to be assured of a place on the ballot. A new social media campaign has begun in Northern Ireland to raise awareness of the dangers for children online. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says more than 2,000 sexual offences against children were recorded in Northern Ireland last year. Natasha Murta reports.
The social media campaign Trust Trap has been launched in Northern Ireland to raise awareness of the dangers for children online. More than 2,000 sexual offences against children were recorded in the North last year, with 187 of them being related to grooming and sexual communication. The PSNI and the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland want to raise awareness and encourage more victims to report any unusual online behaviour. It comes after a documentary series about the prolific online child groomer and abuser Alexander McCartney from Newry aired last year. Clips from this series have now been made available for the social media campaign to raise awareness to more young people about how these predators are operating in online spaces.
The Pentagon has said all 800 National Guard troops ordered by President Trump to Washington, D.C. to aid law enforcement personnel have now been mobilised. Mr. Trump ordered the deployment, which follows a similar move during protests in Los Angeles in June, as part of what he called a crackdown on crime in the U.S. Capitol, where the number of violent offences has actually fallen. The Pentagon said troops will assist the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department and federal law enforcement partners with monuments security, community safety patrols, protecting federal facilities and officers, and traffic control posts. The Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has begun a campaign to redraw the state's congressional map to boost the number of seats held by Democrats. He said the aim was to counter Republican moves in Texas, where a plan to flip five Democratic districts ahead of next year's U.S. midterm elections was recently announced. Confirming a special election would be held in November to approve the idea, Mr. Newsom told supporters they have to meet fire with fire.
You have the power to declare that you support a system that is not rigged. You have the power on November 4th to stand up for people that are being bullied. We're giving the people of this state the power to save democracy, not just in California, but all across the United States of America. I hope we're waking up to this reality.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Patchy mist will clear and today will be largely dry and warm with good spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 20 to 26 degrees, warmest in the Midlands and South.